All right, it is 5:01 and we're opening meeting. All right, so
all in attendance.
Yes, Molly Morin.
Trevor Bidwell.
Dan Lanthrop.
Christina Brown.
All right, and then on to 2 was review for the adoption for the procedures. You didn't get to read any of them? I gave them to you. They were in there. They were in there. I tried to remember the best I could. I typed them up at like 9 o'clock that night.
You did great.
So, like I said, we have not received any emails about any changes that anyone wanted. I don't know if anyone heard anything of any changes that were wanted. All right. Do you want to read them before we...
What are you leasing?
Oh, shit, that's not...
Sorry.
That's that for you? DMV. I was like, what?
No, that's DMV. Fill out this thing for Mark to... have an ID, and I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna.
There's
fill that
one.
Out. So that was like everything on the dash, I think. Sorry, guys.
That's fine.
A few
I was
things
like,
got put
I'm
in
like,
there.
I'm, not, I'm like, that's not ours.
Yeah.
There's one. There's two. There's
we changed some wording on these?
Yes. We got some input from the lawyer on how to word some stuff.
Oh, good.
Which they were in there from when we.
Oh, so the ones that I've seen.
Yes, the one
updated.
You saw.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So there were some words that when we said them in the meeting, we just tweaked a little bit to make
language is important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but you had already read them all. Because I did it. The lawyer got back to us the day that. So then I went in and changed them all before I told you that they were ready. I tried to make them kind of short so that we didn't have, like, pages and pages of stuff. And then here's how to conduct a meeting. Is that all of them? No, we only had 3, right? I don't remember. How to handle the gym. How to handle emails.
Is there any word on keys for the gym? Or is there just the one for Nick? Is Nick the only one that has it?
I have keys.
I was going to say, I think Dan has a key. And then I don't know. Did you ever try that key that I gave you that's on the...
I didn't. Nick said he tried it last year. Oh. It didn't work.
I just was like, there was a key on the committee keys that I gave him. And I was like, try it to the door. I don't know. I also have one that we're going to try to see if it works that's supposed to be for the office. That's supposed to be, yes, it's supposed to be for us to get into the office for, like, to get into the school and, like, town meeting and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I'll see if that one works the next time I go down.
Did we talk to the school about that or something?
Dan, it was quite the process. I mean, I feel like it took Dan 8 months or something to get that key.
You have to, like, basically send your life away because I get one for Lamoille and I have to, like, sign a bunch of freaking paperwork. Mm-hmm.
It was, and then it was tracking down the paperwork, filling out the right paperwork, making sure it got to the right person, and all of these background check kind of things, and this agreement that you will not give it to anybody under
else.
Any circumstances.
Yeah.
No, that's understandable.
Yeah, so.
I just didn't like the idea of always having to go to Nick for everything.
But,
yeah,
Dan told me the other day
and
he
free,
had one.
Free gym time. It's always going through him on that, and it,
nope, we got a key.
Just a step.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So did anyone have any changes they wanted to the procedures?
I make a motion we approve the procedure, the policy procedures, whatever they are,
adopt
them.
As said.
As written.
As written.
Who's gonna second?
I second it.
Sorry, I thought you were
okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
Who seconded that? I'm sorry.
I did.
Yeah. All right. So, we've done all of that. I will put these, so now we're at basketball's check-in. I'll make, because when I'm going to make each head coach a little folder, I'll put all of these in there for them to also, like they got them the night that we handed everything out, but we'll also put it in there for them to have with them. And then uniforms came in, the vinyl came in, and my sister started working on them. Today.
She was okay with the price.
She was more than she didn't think she was like 300. She goes, that's more than what I was gonna say, and I said, well, you're getting 300. So she was very happy.
I wanted to make sure she was happy with it.
Yes, she was very happy with it. And she started on them today. I measured the jerseys like so that she can make them as close to as the same.
Good
as,
call.
So she asked me for like the measurements of everything, so I just measured them all and sent them to her. I did, when I was doing that, I got all the numbers. She's going to work around what numbers we already have, and then go from there. What I did notice is a lot of the uniforms were returned dirty, so they're in my truck to go to my house to be washed, because I am not handing out dirty uniforms to children.
Oh, come on.
There is one pair of shorts that I am not sure what is on them.
Oh boy.
And I'm hoping I can get them clean.
If not.
My son just asked me, he goes, did you take my uniform? I said, oh, I didn't take your uniform. I washed it. That's what I mean. Did you take my uniform wash? Yes.
His mini Metro one?
Hell yeah, you're not supposed to wash it.
I
think it's okay.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. You're supposed to wash.
Yeah, those things need to be washed. It's just like
not dried. Washed.
Dried and hung up. They're washed and hung up.
Yes. Like, okay. So when I was doing that, I found that a few of them had some interesting stains on them that I was like, I'm going to... And
Hopefully they didn't happen at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I'm going to get some shout and... Probably.
I have some Fels Naphtha that works really well, too.
Yeah, and the other thing that I do for my niece's horseback riding stuff is baking soda and hydrogen peroxide.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
For sure.
That works good.
Yeah, works great. My niece has to wear white pants for her shows. Mm-hmm. Who puts white pants on a horse? Like, what?
Well, it's no different than baseball.
I know. Like, who does that? And then you just soak them in baking soda and hydrogen peroxide for, like, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Throw them in the wash, and they're clean. How did your practice went okay?
Went okay, yeah.
5-6 girls seemed to go okay. Mm-hmm. 1-2 was a little chaotic, but it went okay, I think.
Yep. I think 3-4 went great, too.
Okay,
they had
perfect.
2 practices now, okay. So I think they're doing... Oh, wait. Maybe
no, they only had one.
One, sorry.
Yep. I think everyone just had one last week.
But they're all looking... That's why I was asking about the keys, because everyone's looking to get a little extra gym time.
Okay. So. And I know we can't get in there any earlier than 5:30 is going to be
right.
a problem.
But, like, this week was empty, so everyone was like, hey, what's free? What's free?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that hasn't asked what's free, but I know Nick's got mini Metro scheduled out of there.
Yeah.
If not... Twice. I think he's got once, if not twice, and 3-4's trying, so.
Well, I mean, I don't know how it works, but Eden U Sports is priority for gym time, hands down.
Hands
it's just the
down.
Way it goes.
Right.
And I mean, that's my opinion on
that.
Everybody can speak their piece.
I just know how
and I'm not opposed to if,
who's operating the gym, you know.
Well, I feel like we all coordinate the gym, but who has access to the gym is Eden U Sports. Eden U Sports has requested that gym time for these basketball teams.
And it's just like, I'm not opposed to if 1-2 or 3-4 isn't playing on a Saturday and they wanted to come in on a Saturday that...
Somebody can open the gym.
I'm not opposed to that either. So we can definitely work that through. I have not made it through making sure we have everyone's paperwork yet. I was planning on doing that this weekend, and then all of a sudden the weekend was over. You know, 2 days does not seem long enough.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
So I'm going to work on that. So we'll figure out who still needs their paperwork, because in reality, when I was talking with Stacy, if their paperwork isn't in, they should not be practicing.
Right, because then the health insurance.
So we just need to figure out whose paperwork's not in, because if their paperwork is not in, I will email them again over this week and be like, hey, paperwork needs to be submitted for them to continue practicing.
Right.
So I will get that.
Right. It's going. Not personal. It's the legality.
Not personal. It's like we need to know. Like we gotta have.
Right. Yeah. It's the legality. Yeah. About it.
And then with that being said, I know a couple more signed up for the 1-2, so I gotta check in there and see how many kids we actually have at this point, because I'm not sure we have enough of like the jersey like T-shirts. But we have plenty of T-shirts that we could probably just turn a couple more extras. They won't be the exact same, but they'll be they'll be close enough
for that age.
For 1-2, I feel like it would be close enough. Like as long as they're in a blue T-shirt that says Eden with a number on the back of it, I don't think it's gonna be that.
Well, I don't think that kids in general care too much about uniforms, but that's not the problem.
Yeah.
So if some are different, I don't know what that's gonna mean.
Yeah.
But I am okay with getting. You know, the T-shirts that we have utilizing them.
We just need to see how many 1-2 we actually have.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of kids I totally lost
track. There is a lot.
How many kids were in that gym. I was like, yep, I'm officially lost count of how many of you there are.
Because you went that way and that way.
Yeah, and then I'm like, wait, did I already count that child? I'm like, I don't know. So I'm going to look at the list of who we have signed up, talk to Jackie to see if she made a list of that night of who she had, just so that we can compare what was there and who we still need paperwork in for, and check in with the ones that weren't there to see if their child is actually going to be playing. Because I know. And I think you had one that I'm not sure is playing.
Ethan?
No, John.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
That
there was an extra, possibly?
Yeah, so there is one I did, which I didn't tell you guys yet. There has been, Eden U Sports received an email about someone that is moving to Eden that has been asked if there was enough room for on the 5-6 boys team. I said, yes, there was, and then this was a family member that reached out that already plays in Eden. So I said, just have that person send me an email so that I can get in contact with them so they can fill out the paperwork.
Yeah.
I didn't figure it would be too bad.
Your numbers didn't
seem too bad. So I thought it would be okay. But there was one that signed up that I don't have any paperwork for, and I meant to ask you, John someone. Well, I can look and get it for you after. To see if he even...
Not in Eden.
He is in Eden.
He is in Eden.
Okay. I think so,
like, that's the kid's name?
Yeah.
Or maybe I don't know of any John on the team.
Maybe that's the dad's name. I bet that's the dad's name.
Okay.
I'll have to look. Because I've been told that he wasn't playing, but I also wanted to just verify that he didn't come to practice. Because I haven't actually heard anything from the family. It's just been hearsay that I've been told that.
We have all the lists and everything with the names, numbers, and all them.
Yes. Didn't I not give it to you?
I knew we were talking about it, but I don't know if I actually...
I thought I gave it to you, but I'll give it to you.
I did look for it in my truck, too. I was like, I thought she gave it to me.
I thought I gave it to you, but if not, let me update yours.
You might be doing photocopies.
Yes, and I'll update yours once that person gets back to me about that information, so that information's also on there. Any other basketball stuff we need to check in on? I ordered the wrong basketballs. The right ones are on the way.
Yeah, she told us that.
Yeah. The right ones are on the way. I did order these today.
You finally ordered the right size.
Yeah. It took me, I'm sorry, basketballs are dumbly expensive.
Like, no, I know.
Yeah. Why is a basketball almost $90?
Because they're a soft leather. They're an indoor leather. They're not a plastic rubber outdoor ball.
I'm like, oh my god. I found because the sale for the Spalding ones were like done, so they were technically over $100. But I found one that I checked with Nick, and he said it would still, like, it still is an official game ball, and I found it for $89, and it's the right size. And I'm like, I'm going with that one. I am not paying over $100 for a basketball.
That is a lot.
Yeah. I was like, I'm like looking, I'm like, why are basketballs so expensive? What is that?
So how have we done on our expense on that? Have we come under the what the town allotted us?
Yes, we're going to be, because the uniforms, I think, were over a little over 700. Then we're paying Melissa 300. The vinyl was like 100, like right around there.
About 100, 1200.
And then the basketballs were about 150. So
total
for the two, because I got all of those free ones from Lamoille. So,
and then you put it together a medical couple of
yes. I gotta get the final number on that, but it was less than $100.
I think they said $3,000.
Yeah. So
that's good.
Yeah. Good, so we're still looking pretty good, and I think for the most part money has come in pretty well for basketball this season. There are some, which is the next thing, so we can might as well just go into that, for the scholarships. I'm going to make a list of which ones have not paid, and, like, email it to you guys so that we're not talking about it.
Would that be an executive session thing to talk about? Okay.
Yeah, so, but I can just email you guys the list of who hasn't paid, and then we can go into executive next one and discuss if we don't feel that one of those on the list needs one.
Should we email that, though? Because that could be public.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was just going to ask, too. If somebody requests that.
But then,
I don't know. I would ask the lawyer.
We should just do it in executive quick.
Yeah, we could do that. I don't have it right now.
That's fine.
We can do it next one. I know there's been one parent that has reached out to me and said they couldn't afford it, and I said it was fine.
You took care of it.
Yep. And then, but, like, I just think we should probably come up with some guidelines so that we don't have people just assuming that they're getting a scholarship. Like, at least addressing us and being like, hey, look, like...
I don't think anybody's under the impression that it's going to be for free, but I certainly agree that there are people who are like, well, I'm just going to slide under the radar.
Well, that
in that case, I think we should approach them to be like, hey, you know, this is still due. And if they're like, we can't pay it, we can't, whatever it is.
Well, that's where I was thinking. I get the list and I send out one more email to them and be like, hey, and if you can't afford it, please talk to one of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, this way we can figure something out to work with you.
Yes.
Just so that, like, I don't think people know that it's, like, but I just don't want...
Well, we've never really advertised it.
Yeah.
We've just done it.
But I just, I think there are some people that try to fly under the radar a little bit too much. So this way they at least have to acknowledge the fact that...
It's still a bill that's due.
And... whether they can give, like when my mom was on the committee, if people could give $10, that's what they gave, and then the rest was waived.
Yes.
So, like, even if they
as a case by case basis upon circumstances, it's not a one size fits all.
But so, like, if someone says I really don't have any, then we can discuss that. Or if someone goes, I can only do this much, like, we can also. Like, I'm fine with that, but I just think we need to do one last little, like, hey, these are still due. If you can't afford it, please let us know and we can work something out with you. Are you guys okay with doing that last email?
The committee plans on sending one last email.
Yep, I'm going to make the list of the ones who we haven't received paperwork and money for and just... send out one last email and is like, hey.
Yeah, just not with their names.
Yes. No, what I'm going to do is basically, it's going to be one email at a time for whoever still needs
to pay.
Yep. I'm going to create the list, but then I'll just separate. Mm-hmm. The emails will go out one by one.
And then we'll all meet in executive.
Yep.
Perfect.
And to discuss what we find out about those. Any other...
Well, for the record, we just don't ever want finances to get in the way of a kid's possibility.
Yes,
to play.
No, and no, that's... Never. We don't ever want that, but we just want that.
It has to be sustainable.
Yes, because we have to... We have bills.
Right.
We have uniforms. We have...
We want
well,
it to continue.
And especially if we can get, which baseball is on here, if we want... Nick said last year that we were going to need some baseball stuff if we had baseball in Eden.
Yeah,
so,
all that stuff is pretty run down.
Yeah, so
that's why we didn't want to... That was originally, like, we knew we were going to have a big baseball expense.
Yeah.
So getting a whole other set of uniforms was like, we're going to have a huge baseball bill.
Yeah, so that's where we got to kind of...
We got an in on the vinyl now.
Yes. Yes. But we... I was just thinking, like, we got to try to keep our bills, like, we got bills we got to pay, so yeah. It's just like anywhere else.
No, we need new bats, helmets.
Helmets.
Yeah.
And then the fields.
Catcher's gear. We need all new catcher's gear.
And.
On both of them, that's going to be, catcher's gear is expensive.
And sort of, oh, yeah.
And like.
And bats are
we
expensive.
We talked about the best time is
off season
to buy
things.
Not
because
coming up to the season.
Season, right. Because. Off seasons when they're going to have the deals and they're not going to be
as
expensive.
So right about now is our best time.
So we should, when we could start figuring out what we need.
Yeah.
Making a list and looking at different prices. Because I'm guessing we're going to have to get the select board's approval on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because that one's going to be a hefty bill.
It's
going to
cost you $500.
Yeah.
$500.
Yeah. Yeah. For everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
need two sets probably.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
So, which brings us to the next thing, fundraising. We probably should definitely get on some fundraising then.
Are we looking good at baseball in the spring, though? Or
well,
levels of kids?
Well, that's... We got to figure that out.
Because if we get that this early and we don't get it...
Well, that's... I was like, we could send out an email to try to figure out if we're going to have a kid.
Like an interest?
Yeah.
So we
know.
Can tell them we're trying to plan
for the season.
Yeah.
So, like, I could type up something this week and send it out. And then maybe even type up something that gets sent home when
We know it's early for a commitment.
We need to know if we need to...
Yes.
What a setup.
Yeah, well, we want to pre...
plan.
Pre-plan and kind of get a rough number of ideas.
So yeah. So, I can get an email ready and a little flyer to go out to... families that I could drop off at the school on Monday.
Yep.
So that when they are in hope that it goes out with the kids.
I can't thank you enough.
Hey, I'm just trying to get us back on track here.
Hey, what are you doing? Heck of a job.
I was going to ask you, how is it working with being here and doing that? I mean, is it fitting in okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
I have Canva for my businesses, so I can make stuff up on Canva too.
Yeah,
as far as flyers or
you
even
Facebook
posts, I can send you those.
If you want to make up a flyer for the about baseball interests.
Okay, Christina will make the flyer. You'll
care
of it from there.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll take care of it from there. And then I know. Did you get to talk to the school about spaghetti dinner?
I didn't talk to the
baseball, softball interest, not just baseball.
Yes, baseball, softball, T-ball.
T-ball.
Coach Fitch.
Yes.
And you're putting your note. You put all your information in for that.
Yes.
Thank you.
I just need.
And
you
I haven't
to,
even have.
Yeah, if when you
but
get
I will.
A second,
I definitely will.
Try to get me added on there.
I
want to so
get
that
done ASAP because I really think that there's a way to have communications done
through
that. Too.
Yes,
like,
and I think so too.
That'd be really handy. Even
Melissa's
scheduling.
A little worried about the paying aspect of it, just because there's been some issues with it, I guess. So she was like, maybe we still have them do checks and cash.
The payment's not working out for it.
It's just there's been some issues, I guess, with it that doesn't there's a quite a large fee.
You don't say.
That will have to be paid per transaction.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't remember the exact number, but
I do know based off from the settings in there that you can have parents eat that cost or you can choose to eat it yourself.
Yeah.
And so we can make those decisions.
We can make
when
that
the time
decision
comes. Yeah.
Or we could also make the decision of We don't pay through
I don't,
stacks.
Yeah, I'd have to see if there's a way to shut off payment. Yeah. Otherwise, it could get messy. Yeah. Like, oh, I paid through Stack Sports because it prompted me to.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something that we'll definitely have to like look into to see what our options are, because it was quite the, it was like 2 point something per transaction.
$5 a transaction.
Yeah.
It can be passed on.
Yeah.
The other fundraiser idea that we talked about was the dance. I happened to run into Andrew. Andrew's totally on board for doing that. I told him that I got to talk to the school, but he was super excited because it's right down the road from him, so it's not that far to carry things. And I told him we had kind of thrown out the idea of like having a spaghetti dinner and then everybody comes back for a dance or whatever that looks like. And then I felt him out just as a community member on pricing. Like, what would you pay? Like, what would you think would be reasonable to get in? I think he'll treat us well as far as paying for him to do this. I think that he'll be very reasonable and fair with that. I mean, he wants to see this all work.
He's coached and stuff.
Right. So,
his kids are in it.
Yeah. And just like I said, we could easily do a bottle drive one.
Yes, he mentioned the bottle drive thing. And he also said you could do like a suggested donation for either the dance or the spaghetti dinner instead of having a set amount. Suggested donation of $10. I was thinking for the family, because there'll be a family-friendly dance, a max price for a family, like $20 a family. Or like a carload or something like that. One of those old-time things.
Hey.
Everybody gets the van.
Everyone pile in the van. Hey, I've done that on Champlain Valley Fair when they do carload days.
Trevor doesn't live far away. We're piling in the truck.
And then I don't think concessions at this point would be something we could do.
It's a lot to take on.
Yeah. So I think we should stick with trying to do the spaghetti dinner, the dance. And at least it may be a
concessions would be great, but we're all just going to end up doing it.
We got
to We're going to have to bring something in for people to... You know,
well, so what I was thinking for, like, next year, what we could do is... I've seen Hyde Park do it. They set up a Google Docs and send it out to all the parents and have them sign up for a donation that they bring in that we sell that game.
Right.
And then they also have parents that sign up to work shifts.
What about partnering up with, say, our local stores, and they make breakfast sandwiches on Saturday or something, and we bring them down, percentage goes to us, to them, you know, kind of thing?
That's not a bad idea.
And we could,
they're fully already set up to do everything like that.
Yeah.
And that that's what they do.
That money, too. Like, if we pay, even if we just did it small, like, let's just buy 12 breakfast sandwiches.
And just see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, the other thing I thought about is just getting Gatorades. Having Gatorades in a cooler on game days.
Absolutely.
Like,
Gatorade's cooler than a breakfast sandwich is not a bad idea.
Like, you know, like, Gatorade, like, you know those kids, half of them never remember a drink.
Is there a warmer down there? I know there's a popcorn machine. But
I don't know about that.
I think there was a warmer. I thought there was. A
hot
dog warmer. You're kind
Of setting like the sandwiches right on.
Yeah.
I think there is.
So something you could think about.
Crock pot or something. Maybe
If you put them in, if you use your crock pot and leave it on warm, things stay great in there.
You could probably fit in a good 10 of them almost in there.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is just bagels and cream cheese, too. Like, I wonder how much those packages of cream cheese are, and then we just buy bagels. And
Because
then it's kind of like self-serve, make your own.
Yeah.
Here's a bagel, here's cream cheese.
Well, because we could put, like, the cream cheese in, like, little containers. Like, you can get the little containers.
Get Costco cream cheese
and smear it in there.
They probably already have the little containers at school that
probably
we can, you know, kind of maybe utilize at a low expense.
Right. Just things like that, just because I know we have some morning games.
Mm-hmm.
From coaching myself, I know children never remember their water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, you tell them before they get on the bus, remember your water bottle. We get to the game. Where's your water bottle?
Okay, so this is like the best one coming right up. In December 3rd, we've got the boys and girls.
You're on January.
Sorry. Yeah.
December 6th.
Sorry.
December 6th.
January 3rd.
December 6th.
December 6th.
At Fairfax. But then the 13th, we're in Eden.
Yep, Johnson versus Eden, and that's 10 and an 11. So that's back-to-back games.
Games.
I think those are the ones that we ought to try to really hone in on.
Well, and then there was just like, I can't remember, there was one game.
I'd love to see a 3-4, 5-6, 5-6 or something like that.
Yeah. You
know, girls, boys.
Well, and then there was one game that I know it's back-to-back, but I don't know if it's for you guys. I don't remember where it was. It was a Saturday game where there were two games back-to-back.
Keep it at your mouth.
A whole group in it.
I know. It's because it's broken, baby. Talk about it with Kenzie.
Well, maybe. Who was it? Maybe it was 3-4 that was.
Strange. Probably going to lose it.
I think so.
Quite a few out. Out of town.
Yeah, there are quite a few. But then I do have
These Friday evening ones, those might be nice, too, if it's a thing that we can work. I don't know. A single game would be really hard to try to sell anything.
Well, here, I have an idea, too, if you guys are okay with it. It's like, if I have some extra time and make up a thing of spaghetti, and I have the plastic bowls, and I bring it down there, you know, and I'm willing to set up the table. Is anybody opposed to me, like, with no commitment of, like, we're going to start selling this. Like, I just happen to make it and have the stuff to bring it in for this night or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then I'll just bring in a little extra and we can, but how's the pricing going to work out? Is that something we have to vote upon? Like, we're going to sell spaghetti and charge at this rate on this day? Is that, I don't know.
I don't think we have to vote on it. I think it's
we can agree down
there.
We can
all agree down, like,
down there for a price or whatever.
I don't think it's something that everyone needs to
right. Like, and it won't be any expense to the committee because I'm donating like the food, my time, and the sale. So it's not like we need to spend money to make it. It'll all be just
well, and just like I think if we eventually start like getting into like this stuff, if we start asking like the grocery stores and stuff. A lot of them do donations for stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we start really getting...
Eli would probably donate, too.
I think we could definitely do that. But we'll start off with doing the... trying to get the spaghetti dinner and the dance going.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I put in the bottle drive.
Yes,
I put
and the bottle drive.
Spaghetti dinner and dance.
And then we can always talk to the stores to see what we can do for the Saturday games. Mm-hmm. And like I said...
Is that dance beyond our community or is that just towns or school kids dance?
No.
Everyone.
Yeah.
If we,
the more people we'll who put, come, the more money they make.
We'll have some flyers put out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the school's max is, but that can't.
Yeah, the fire marshal thing or whatever.
I don't know what that code is, but.
Chris will probably let me know when I touch base with him.
Yeah.
It's about two classrooms and in a lunchroom, right? That's what you're asking? About the cafeteria?
Yeah.
That is a lot of people we pack in there at times.
Well, that's what I'm like. I'm like, is there a fire code? Because how many... There are some basketball games that is packed in there.
Right.
Probably should know that.
Well, I never really thought of that. There basketball games.
Hasn't ever been enough either that we need to start click, you know, like counting.
Counting, but we probably just should have it in the back of our head.
Definitely.
Don't think the fire marshal's going to go in and shut us down, but you never know. We did the uniform touch base thing already, but they're in the process of being done for basketball. Do we need baseball uniforms if we do this?
Probably.
Yeah, I think everything.
Everything. It's been that long since we've had, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think it's been two years.
2 years, I think.
Okay, so... Yeah, I gotta look into all of that stuff.
Well, that's why, I said last year, that was the hold up on buying a whole other set of uniforms because we thought we were gonna have a big baseball season. And then
so we'll get those feelers out there in the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we can see where the responses are.
And then I have to guess, I don't know, but I got a feeling we're gonna have to dump $3,000 in a heaven.
Oh yeah, it's more than that.
And we looked at. the benches too, because we just got those bleachers, the two.
The metal ones.
The metal ones. The wood's gotta go. The wood's falling apart. It's bad. If somebody steps on it,
it should be pulled out.
They're gonna get hurt. They need to be ripped out.
Yeah. Okay.
And you looked into pricing on that last year.
We did. So they're about $2,200 a bleacher.
Okay.
Not for wood, but the. The metal ones?
The aluminum.
The metal ones. Okay.
And that might be something good to put. If we have a lot of interest in baseball, maybe then we do another fundraiser, you know, to get us new benches.
Well, that's what I'm like. If we get the interest in it, then we definitely are going to need to
do another fundraiser.
Figure out some more fundraising ideas.
The plan was to go with the aluminum. That was my thought, was to go with aluminum again, because then we can drag them over for soccer.
And the other thing is we can move them around for T-balls. Yes.
And they're, like, indestructible.
Yeah, and they'll last a lot longer than wood will.
But the wood ones need to come out. I reached out to Dylan last year. He said he'll go down and look at them, but he's never gotten back. I talked to him, and then he hasn't got back to me since, but he's like, we don't have any money to put any into them, but he's like, I'll help rip them down and get them out of there.
You know, that school budget's real small.
Yeah, real small. We'll definitely need to get new pricing on those, because I guarantee you they've gone up since, because everything has. So we'll need to do that. We'll have to get pricing on catcher's gear for both softball and baseball. I just don't know how, softball, is there going to be enough? Kind of a dying sport.
That's been our problem. We haven't filled a softball field
years.
In 5 years, I think, compared to the baseball field.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been before COVID, so softball.
Also, even more.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been quite a while
since COVID, and we haven't done it. So
I thought I remember the girls playing one time, but maybe that was Wayne or something.
That was the year before.
Was it Wayne?
Yeah. So that means, if we do have softball, there's going to be a lot of stuff that needs to be got, because all of that stuff won't be good.
That one we definitely should feel out, people are going to be in it.
Well, and that's the other thing is then...
That field hasn't even been touched in that long either. Because there hasn't been interest.
Yeah. Spring comes, we're going to have a lot of work, because baseball field's going to need a little bit of work.
We got to rip up the whole interior, grind it all up, and cut it all up.
Yeah.
Probably get a little top dressing and top dress it.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of work with stuff all going.
Yeah. Well, and baseball field's going to need a little bit of work. T-ball field's going to need some work. Mm-hmm. I don't even think the T-ball field has bases.
That T-ball field's unusable. Have you seen it?
No.
They built it on the leech system.
Oh.
There's 2-foot mounds up and down through the whole thing.
So we got to figure that out.
Well, it's just too bad, too, because I think that there was a grant. I think they got a $20,000 grant to make that thing. So it's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
I heard he was stuck in a hole. He wanted to make it better, and they just put it the way it should be or that way. But he knew it wasn't
going to be in a good spot.
Yeah. That's my understanding.
Yeah. Too bad. And the smallest field right next to the road right there too always was silly spot.
That's where it's always been though, because from when I was a kid too, that's where it was.
Would we be interested in expanding fields? Putting a field on the other side where the Eden School sign is. Putting a soccer field.
It's out of our domain.
Something of that sort.
The school owns it, but I'm in favor of Eden buying the school back.
I make a motion to buy the school back. No, wrong place.
Yeah, so, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but we're gonna.
Belvedere just bought theirs back.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
What are they doing with it?
You know how much they get to buy it back for?
$1.
Pennies on the dollar, because it's
$1.
Not worth anything.
$1.
That's freaking amazing.
$1.
It's going to cost them, I think I saw $50,000 a year or $20,000 a year.
To maintain. Yeah.
So but they're holding it as a community building. We just went to a spaghetti dinner over there, and I think they have them bingo.
Yeah, and I know they've been doing a lot of other things with it. So.
I would love to get stuff like that into our school.
Right.
I mean, we're using it as a school too. They're not.
But so we'll put those feelers out for baseball, softball, and then when we meet again, we'll feel that out. The next thing, town meeting.
Yay.
I will not be able to help you guys do any fundraising because I will be working. So, but if you guys want to start thinking about that, it is going to be coming up quickly.
The only thing I'm willing to do is the same thing we've been doing, is having my kids sell some coffee and donuts. Okay. That's what I can take on. That's, well, yeah. I don't have any interest in.
No, I think as long as we're just selling coffee and donuts, yeah, that's fine. That's
our...
Yeah.
You cannot have town meeting day without coffee and donuts. No. So for the record, if Eden U Sports doesn't want to do that, I need to know. Because I need to get
I think we should do that because that's going to be a good...
It's a good little kick for everyone to pitch in a few extra dollars to say for Eden Sports.
Yeah, I was going to say just because we're going to need the money if we do get baseball going. Okay, so.
Town meeting. And I don't mind getting the stuff for that, recruiting my kids to sell it, and that's
and
fine.
That your kids can cover. We can recruit basketball kids or other
kids. I think
kids
should go to town meeting day anyway.
And then if you want, I can ask my mom about donuts again.
Ooh, I would love that. I make a motion. Julie makes donuts.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
I second. I second.
Town meeting will be.
I'm just gonna get some pastries, okay? So Christina will get supplies, pastries, and coffee.
It's the first Tuesday, so the third.
Wait, we can't actually make a motion on that yet. We have to ask her.
What?
Yes, we have to ask Julie.
I thought we were just going to nominate her.
I already know she's willing to do it because I asked her.
Who has a coffee pot, though?
What's that? What month?
March.
March 3rd?
Yeah. Cool. Can we use the school?
I can't remember. Was it Tracy's?
Tracy's my aunt, so I can ask her.
Can you please? Because I think it was hers.
I can ask her about the coffee pot.
Okay, it wasn't the school's?
No, I think they had one there, but I'm pretty sure Tracy brought hers in.
So I will ask Tracy because...
if it was hers, and if we can use it.
Yeah. My mom already said yes, so. I hinted to her. I said, if I get them to do this, she goes, yes, I'll make the donuts. I said, perfect, thank you.
Awesome, Mom. Time to make the donuts.
She made some the other day, too. So.
Did you bring some in?
No. Dad has them.
He devoured
them. Well, they're at the shop, I'm sure. and then the other thing is, because then after, is there anyone that does not want to be appointed for the committee again?
On town meeting?
Yes, because the on town meeting.
I was trying to feel out some prospects.
I know.
I don't think we're doing good. I mean, they had just slight questions just because I think I was right there talking to them.
We'll keep feeling.
Yeah, it's just a seed for now. So.
But would you guys be opposed to any?
I would like to keep it going. So even though my kid is not on, I mean, I'm okay with staying to keep it going until someone is able to fulfill.
Okay. What about you two?
Yeah, I feel the same, except I'll probably do it like 3 months without my kid being involved before, you know, fly, little bird, fly. You're going to have to get involved if you want to see it keep going. I'm still invested and will still help out from the outside arena afterward. But no, I'm on it and I'm good to go for now.
Okay.
I feel that we may have to do it like Wayne did and kind of carry it, even though no one's really involved.
We're gonna keep trying. We're gonna keep advertising. And I think with us all kind of being there more, being at the games.
Oh, I'm gonna keep picking their ears every time.
Oh yeah, me too.
Thought about that committee.
Throw the seeds everywhere.
Honestly, well, that's what someone did to me when I was.
And I think as long as we keep having coaches meetings and stuff like that with all the parents, we just keep mentioning it. We just keep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Every sport needs that meeting, so that way we can keep asking.
Yeah, we just keep pushing, because I think that's what needs to happen right now.
It starts with something small, of them helping out with the signboard. Or something there, you know,
helping
scorebook,
with
whatever.
Scorebook, score clock, coming small setting up the gym, like, things like that. I will put you guys down as yes for right now, and then we'll go go from there and hope that people start to.
Did you see when Thanksgiving Day was? When is it?
Yeah, March 3rd.
Yeah. Wait, it's coming up already in March?
Yes.
Oh, we got a little while left.
Realize November flew by like that. All of a sudden it was.
December now.
Yeah, we're going into December next week here.
I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, that was fast.
Yeah.
I was like, November 1st? Oh, where'd that go?
Anybody buy a Christmas present yet?
Not a single one.
No. Wait.
So I spent like a $75 thing on them return things that Amazon does.
Oh, yeah.
I got this little box like this big and two things in it. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope that's not it. You know, they're shipping more just little by little. That's it. So, yes, I got a Christmas gift. I was hoping I was going to have a bunch of them, but I did not. Fucking scammed again. Oh, shit. Every year I get a little scammed.
Oh, Lord.
Embarrassed to say it. Got screwed over. That's
it. That's it. Hey, I want to ask you, are you willing to stay?
Yes.
Okay.
Until more people step up, yes, I'm here.
Okay. So we're all in the same boat.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not going to leave anyone high and dry. I'll still be around once I step off.
Same.
Biggest thing is I do have nieces and nephews, and they're getting older, so. Mm-hmm. Well, one's now a baby, but, you know, he'll grow up eventually, slowly. Does anyone have any other things that
Well, one thing we did forget on here, so I'll just say, is anybody open to community input?
No community members.
Okay.
No. Sure. And the other thing is, we actually don't have to have it on our agenda.
Oh, we don't?
Nope.
Oh, I thought it had to be on the agenda.
Nope.
Oh, okay, good.
So, we looked into that. It does not need to be on the agenda. So, if someone wants to bring anything to us, they need to let us know beforehand so we can put it on the agenda. So that it can be out for the world to see before we talk about it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Really? So
transparency.
They can bring things in under other, but we will tell them that they have to come in at our next meeting to discuss it.
So they can give the info, but as far as the conversation goes, it'll go
on the agenda.
Okay, good enough.
So it's noted.
Otherwise. Noted.
Go
ahead.
I haven't heard anything about the message boards from that Chris guy, so the principal. I'm going to run down the high school and see if I can track down the guy down there and figure out the cost more, if we're still interested in that direction. I like that direction, but if everyone else still...
Oh, yes, that old message board for what?
The coffee shop across.
Oh.
That neon message board.
Okay.
So I was thinking of that for the side of the school or up front near the Eden sign or something.
Whatever, I'm cool with that.
Was that before you? That was?
It must have been, because I had no idea what that was. I was like, what? Message board? And then
it was supposed to be for sports, but, you know, if we give it to the school. We pay for it, give it to the school. They run it. They just
put whatever.
And it can be definitely more than sports.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, do we want to set up another meeting before we adjourn tonight?
Yeah, let's do that. Things are going too fast, so.
Yeah. I say we skip next week so that we can put the feelers out for baseball.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to do the week of the 8th, later in the week?
Later in the week, like the 11th, 10th?
Let's do the 10th.
10th, okay.
Well, if everyone's good with the 10th.
Wait, sorry. When was that?
December 10th.
You haven't got anything on there? Well, maybe you do.
5 again?
Yeah, I'm fine with 5. Are you guys fine with 5?
Yes.
December 10th is fine.
Okay. Number 10th at 5.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I second that.
All in favor?
All right. Yeah.